My name is Marion Stinson. My mom came from Stonington. You know, she was just a housewife for a while till my dad got sick. Then she took in washings. She took in 11 washings a week for $1.50 a basket. I'd go with her and we'd go clean summer people's houses. We'd have to walk, no car, no nothing. And I remember they had always had canned soups there. It was a treat because we could have a can of soup, you know, for dinner. In fact, we'd snitch it. My mom and I would be gone all day and go home and she'd have to find something for supper. I've had more potato soups than a cat had kittens. Just potatoes and pork fat and onions and water. But we survived. But anyway, we used to go berrying, blueberrying and raspberrying, and my aunt would put it up. You know, she'd make the jelly and the jams and everything. My uncle had a big garden, and we always would go to the garden, you know, get anything that we wanted, potatoes, peas, carrots, and anything like that. And she always would put it up, and we'd have it for the winter. And I know my mum used to put up eggs. We did about everything there was to do. And as I grew up, I baited trawls, and I think there was about 800 or 900 hooks we'd have to bait. We had a dollar for them, and we'd do this all day long. I've been clamming. I clammed for 2 years, night and day, to keep the family going. So it's been kind of a, well, a funny poor place, you know, for me. I go on the shore, and I gather different things to eat from the shore, like goose grass greens and sea spinach, which is excellent. It looks like a oat leaf, sort of, and it's gray on the back and green, and you just break it off and cook it, or you can put it in salads or anything, and it's delicious. It really is delicious. I have it all summer long. I like to go. I like to do that. I just like to find things, you know, like that. And of course, periwinkles. You can cook periwinkles, and they're delicious. But you have to sit there and pick for hours. I don't know. My life hasn't been as pleasant in older years as it was when I was a child. But I've managed. A lot of times, if I didn't have anything in the house, I'd go climbing. But I think that's why my back bothers me today. I really can't kick too much. Here I am, 76, and though life has been hard, it's showed me a lot of things. It gave me an incentive to help people, and I like that.